Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
Picture a landscape of a place you love. The image is more than the sum of its parts. There's an intimacy, a special relationship we have with the land and the forms that are special to us, even as they change. To know a place, to truly know a place, is a way of making it our own. Writers Barry Lopez and Deborah Guartney asked 45 authors to describe features of landscapes. The definitions are part of a collection called Homeground, Language for an American Landscape. We've asked several writers to read from their entries. Today, John Daniel of Oregon has his definition of Painted Hill.
Painted Hill. Badlands produce colorful heaps and mounds called Painted Hills in central Oregon, striped horizontally in soft, interbled hues of red, green, and pale gold with punctuations of black manganese. The Oregon Painted Hills embody volcanic ash worked by plants, animals, and groundwater into ancient soils, now compacted into claystone layers. At present, a region of semi-arid steppe, this geological library of antiquated earth, in the phrase of geologist Ellen Morris Bishop, records more than 30 million years of climatic and biotic regimes ranging from subtropical swamp through temperate oak savanna. Except for brief skullcaps of bunchgrass, little vegetation can root in the dense weathered clay of the Painted Hills. Their life is in their colors, which can shift subtly before one's eyes as the clay takes on the moisture of rain and lets it go. The Painted Desert of Arizona contains similar formations, called pintadas by early Spanish Americans and by the Navajo, land of the sleeping rainbow.
John Daniel lives and writes in the hills just outside of Eugene, Oregon. His definition of Painted Hill is included in the book Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape, edited by Barry Lopez and Deborah Guartney. We'll bring you more places from Home Ground in the weeks ahead.